Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chip has an epic story about the chairman of the board, David Reed, on the road in Baton Rouge. I said New Orleans earlier. It was Baton Rouge. Chip, give us the details on what Reed pulled off, and you were there to witness.
I was there to witness, and first of all, I'm glad to know that Reed is back in the pink, so to speak, and back upright again. So glad to hear that. But David Reed, this goes back, gosh, 10 years maybe, and David was our on-site producer for MTSU football. We were playing Louisiana Lafayette and stayed in Baton Rouge, and we're getting ready to, on Friday night, the longest winning streak in college football is our Friday night meals on the road. That's currently one thing I say, but we decided to go to Mike Anderson's in Baton Rouge, which if you've ever been there is fantastic.
Lovely.
And
you have the menu.
I have the menu here because I wanted to make sure that I got it correct. I thought this would have been, and I told Reed, this would have been a great story last Wednesday leading into the hot dog eating contest because this, to me, is almost equal. But at Mike Anderson's, they have a $27.95 fried seafood platter, which is fantastic. It includes shrimp, oysters, stuffed shrimp, crab claws, Louisiana crawfish tails, stuffed crab, catfish fillets, onion rings, and hush puppies. That's a lot.
I love that catfish fillets, plural.
That's
also
right. No catfish heads.
Right.
So, well, David ate two of those. Two full platters.
Solo.
Was he on a per diem, or who was buying?
He had a per diem, but he went well over the per diem that night. He had two of those, and then to top it off, we're in Louisiana, and what is the state dessert of Louisiana? Bread pudding. And he had one order of bread pudding for each of his orders of the fried seafood platter. It is the most impressive gastronomic performance that I have ever personally witnessed.
So $60 worth of a fried seafood platter.
Correct.
Two of those and two orders of bread pudding.
That is correct.
And it was worth every single dime. And
he said it's worth every dime.
He's not disputing it, is he?
What hour did we eat this meal?
About 7 o'clock at night.
About 7, yeah.
What hour did we go to bed?
8:30.
Pretty quick.
It took him 90 minutes to eat it.
Hibernation quickly after.
Yeah, I would say everyone was waiting for me to finish eating the second dessert so that we could go back to the hotel.
Tums, Rolaids.
No, I was a much younger man. I could handle it a whole lot better.
It was pre-diabetic.
Yeah, this was pre-diabetes.
Well, this is the night you saw it.
This was pre-full-blown diabetes. He was pre-diabetic at the time.
Oh, that's right.
By the end of the night, anyway.
That was one
Tipped
of the best
the
meals
edge.
I've ever had in my entire life.
It sounds amazing.
Best meal.
What time was the game the next day? Do you remember the kickoff time?
If it was at Louisiana Lafayette, it was a night game. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you had plenty of
some recovery time.
Reed, congrats
on that
feat.
Lovely reminiscence.
I was trying to find Monty Hill Jr. in the Daily News Journal at the time wrote an article about it, and I was trying to find that to pull that up. That's deep in the archive somewhere.
Chip, thank you, man.
I appreciate
it. Good to see you, and thanks for sitting at the table of wisdom and holding court here.
I saw you. My friend Shane McFarland was by. I'm glad to know that Paul is now an honorary citizen of Murfreesboro.
Yes.
So.
Paul, your
great.
Thoughts.
And the taxes, the tax deal I'm getting is fantastic. I now know what it's like to be a big corporation.
There you go. It's a tax haven, right?
Paul's
you guys have a good day.
Good
appreciate you coming down.
Paul's
see
basically
you.
John Ingram right now
with a land deal
for a soccer stadium.
Yes, tremendous.
We'll see Chip soon. MTSU football kicking off in a month or so. Looking forward to it.